All right, so are you ready to dive into something that could make a huge GE difference in how you approach the stock market?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially like if you're anything like me, you want to feel informed but not totally overwhelmed with, all the financial noise that's out there.
Right. Yeah, it can be a lot.
We're talking about how to spot those warning signs before a major downturn hits.
I like it.
Think of it like like learning to read those little subtle cracks
Yeah.
in a wall that looks really solid,
Oh, I see what you're saying.
and those cracks.
Yeah, those cracks.
Those are called distribution days.
Ooh, distribution days. I like that.
Yeah.
So imagine this. You're reading the news and they're talking about interest rate hikes and trade wars and, all the things that usually make your head spin.
Yeah.
But instead of getting lost in all of that chaos, you can focus on distribution days. And they'll show you whether all of these big events are actually impacting the behavior of the people who really move the market,
Right.
the big institutional investors.
You're talking about the big players, like the hedge funds, the institutions, the ones with the serious money.
Exactly.
Okay, so a distribution day, is that technically defined as like a drop of 0.2% or more in like a major index, like the S&P 500?
Yeah, that's the technical definition.
Okay.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
It has to happen with higher than usual trading volume.
Oh, so it's not just any dip.
No, it's not just any dip.
It's a dip with a stampede heading for the exits.
Exactly. That volume, that's a key signal. That's how you know something's really happening.
Got it. Okay, so big institutions selling off their holdings, that definitely gets my attention. But like, why should the listener care about this? How does this help them out in the real world?
Well, it's all about clarity. Instead of getting bogged down in every little fluctuation,
Yep.
you're focusing on what the big players are doing.
Yeah.
That's the signal that helps you cut through the noise
I see.
and helps you spot those potential shifts in the market before they really take hold.
Okay, I'm starting to see the light here. It's like being able to read the room at a party. Everyone seems happy on the surface,
Right.
but you notice that the host is subtly moving all the furniture out the back door.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe it's time to rethink staying at the party.
I love that analogy. You've
Yeah.
hit the nail on the head.
Thanks.
And here's where things get even more intriguing. You can actually have a day that closes up, and it can still be a distribution day.
Wait a minute, what? How is that even possible? Explain that to me.
So it's called churning.
Churning.
Picture a tug of war.
Okay.
Even if one side hasn't been completely pulled over yet, you can tell they're slowly losing ground. Same with the market. Even if it ends the day higher, if a lot of the action happened on the downward side with big institutions selling it, it can still be a distribution day.
So even seemingly positive days can be hiding a darker truth.
You got it.
Okay, I'm really starting to see how this decoder ring works. But like, how many of these distribution days do we need to see before we should really start getting worried?
So think of it like this one distribution day is like a single raindrop.
Okay.
No need to panic.
All right.
But if you see four or more of them within a few weeks,
Yeah.
then you might want to grab your umbrella.
That's a great way to put it. Now, I remember you mentioned something about moving averages. How does that fit into this whole picture?
Yeah, so moving averages help us visualize broader trends over time. So let's say you're looking at a 50-day moving average, which is basically the average price over the past 50 days. Now imagine you see a cluster of these distribution days forming,
Yeah.
and the index drops below that 50-day moving average.
So the market is not only having these stampede days,
Right.
it's also falling below its usual cruising altitude.
You're exactly right.
Out
That
low.
combination, those distribution days and a break below the moving average, that's a much stronger signal that something's really up. It's like those subtle cracks in the wall are starting to spread.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing how these pieces fit together now, but let's get real here. What happened in 2022? Wasn't that a pretty rough year for the market?
It was, and guess what preceded that whole downturn?
What?
A whole bunch of distribution days on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500.
Wow. So people who were paying attention to these signals could have seen the warning signs.
Exactly. It's like having a sneak peek at the script before the whole market drama unfolds.
That's incredible. But let's dive into another specific example. Let's talk about the tech sector. What happened there in September of 2023?
Even within specific sectors, you can spot these patterns.
Yeah.
Back in September 2023, the tech sector experienced a pretty major sell-off
Yeah.
And again, we saw this cluster of distribution days right before that downturn took hold.
So this isn't just like a broad market phenomenon.
No, not at all.
This can happen in individual sectors too.
Exactly.
That's important for our listener to know, especially if they're heavily invested in like a particular area.
You're absolutely right. It's like having this specialized radar for each part of your portfolio.
Yeah.
It helps you spot that potential turbulence before it hits.
Okay, this is all starting to feel a bit doom and gloom. It's like every time we see a few of these days, the market's doomed to crash. Is it really that simple?
Not at all. Remember, these signals, they're not a guaranteed doomsday prediction.
Okay.
They have a sort of expiration date.
Okay.
So for example, if the index climbs 5% from that distribution day's closing price, the signal's essentially canceled out. Hmm. The same goes for 25 trading sessions passing without any further confirmation.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. So we've learned that these distribution days can be a really powerful signal to help us understand, you know, the market dynamics, especially when they cluster together.
Right.
But how do we actually use this information to make better decisions about our investments?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's what we're going to cover in part two of our deep dive, so stay tuned.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back. So far, we've unpacked how these distribution days, they can act like a radar, you know?
Right.
Helping us spot those potential shifts in the market. But I'm wondering, do these signals work in like every market condition?
That's a great question.
What if things are already kind of heading south?
So when the market's in a confirmed downtrend, you know, it's consistently making lower lows and lower highs.
Okay.
Those distribution days, they become less meaningful.
I see.
It's kind of like the alarm's already blaring.
Yeah.
You know, a few extra rings aren't going to change anything.
So if the market's already on a downward slide, we shouldn't be like overly fixated on these individual distribution days.
Exactly. At that point, the focus shifts to spotting those signs of accumulation.
Okay. Accumulation.
Where institutions are starting to buy up stocks at those lower prices.
Uh-huh.
Hinting at a potential reversal.
Ah, so it's like looking for signs of life in this seemingly barren landscape.
I like that.
But how do we know when a downtrend is truly confirmed? What are the signs?
It's all about patterns. Confirmed downtrend is marked by those lower lows and lower highs.
Okay.
Picture like a mountain range gradually sloping downwards. Each peak is lower than the last, and each valley dips further down.
Yeah.
That's a clear visual of a downtrend.
Okay, I'm picturing it. So distribution days are most useful when the market is still generally like moving up.
Right.
But maybe starting to show some cracks.
Exactly. It's like feeling that subtle shift in the wind before the storm actually hits.
Yeah.
Distribution days help you recognize that change in momentum, that transition from a bull market to a bear market, or even just a correction.
Okay, so it's about being prepared, not panicked. We're not trying to time the market perfectly.
Right.
Just get a sense of the overall, you know, weather pattern so we know when to bring an umbrella.
I like that.
But let's talk about like what we do when those storm clouds gather.
Yeah.
How can understanding distribution days actually help us manage risk?
So for starters, it can help you avoid those major losses that can happen when you're caught off guard by a sudden downturn.
Right.
If you see a cluster of these distribution days forming,
yeah,
it's a clear signal to tighten up those risk management strategies.
Mm-hmm. So what does tightening up actually look like? What are some concrete steps our listener can take?
Well, there are several options. You might consider raising some cash.
Okay.
By selling off a portion of your holdings. This gives you more flexibility to maneuver if things start to take a downturn.
Okay, so having some cash on hand gives you more options. What else?
Another strategy is to reduce your margin exposure.
Okay.
If you're borrowing money to invest,
yeah,
that market volatility, it can magnify your losses.
I see.
It's like walking a tightrope with a strong wind blowing.
Yeah.
You want to reduce that leverage to help you stay balanced.
That's a great analogy. It really drives home the importance of caution when things get shaky. What other risk management tools should we have in our arsenal?
Adjusting your stop loss orders is another smart move.
Okay.
These orders automatically sell your stock if it drops below a certain price.
Uh-huh.
It limits your potential losses.
Okay.
It's like setting a safety net to catch you if you fall.
So it's not about like abandoning ship entirely.
No, not at all.
But having those safeguards in place to protect yourself.
Exactly.
But what if we don't see distribution days? Does that mean it's smooth sailing ahead?
Not necessarily. The absence of distribution days can indeed suggest strength.
Okay.
It indicates that, you know, those big institutions, they remain confident about the market's direction.
Mm-hmm.
But no single indicator is foolproof.
So it's like, just because you don't see smoke,
right,
doesn't mean there isn't a fire smoldering somewhere.
You got it. It's vital to consider distribution days within a broader context.
Okay.
Look at other factors like economic data company, yep. valuations, the overall market sentiment, even global events.
So it's like assembling a puzzle.
Yeah.
Distribution days are like a crucial piece,
right.
but they don't reveal the whole picture.
Exactly.
We need to combine that knowledge with other insights to make truly informed decisions.
Right.
But I'm curious about the human element here. What's going on in the minds of those big investors when they start selling off? What drives those decisions?
Ah, now we're entering the fascinating world of behavioral finance. When institutions start selling, it's often a mix of factors.
Okay.
Things like risk aversion, shifting expectations, even herd mentality.
Okay, break that down for me. What does risk aversion look like in the real world?
Imagine you've been winning at a casino all night.
Okay.
At some point, that fear creeps in. What if your luck runs out?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar with seasoned investors. As the market climbs, some might get uncomfortable with the level of risk and decide to take some profits, even if the party's still going.
It's like that age-old saying, quit while you're ahead.
Exactly.
But you mentioned shifting expectations. What does that mean in this context?
Institutions are constantly analyzing the economic tea leaves.
Yeah.
If they see signs of trouble, like slowing growth, inflation spikes, policy changes,
mm-hmm.
they're going to adjust their game plan accordingly.
So they're trying to anticipate those big shifts before they happen,
right.
which can lead to those sudden moves in the market.
It's
fascinating to realize there's so much more to these distribution days than just numbers on a chart.
Absolutely. The market is a reflection of human behavior with all its complexities and emotions.
Yeah.
And understanding this psychological layer, it helps us stay grounded, avoid getting swept up in the hype or the panic,
mm-hmm.
and make more rational decisions based on that clear-headed analysis.
So we're not just like blindly following the crowd. We're thinking for ourselves and making our own informed choices.
Exactly.
But we've talked a lot about theory. How about we dive into some real-world examples of how these distribution bays have played out in different market cycles?
I'd love to.
That's what we'll be exploring when we return for part three. So stick with us.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our, you know, distribution day deep dive.
Right.
I feel like we've been training for like a market mystery solving competition.
I love that.
We've learned to spot the clues.
Right.
Understand the psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to put our skills to the test with like some real world case studies.
Let's start with a classic, the dot-com bubble of the late 90s.
Okay.
That was a time of incredible excitement, especially around tech stocks. But how did distribution days play into that whole saga?
It's the perfect example of how these signals can act as a warning, even in like the most euphoric markets.
Right.
As valuations just skyrocketed.
Huh?
We saw this surge in distribution days, particularly in the NASDAQ, which was heavily weighted toward those tech companies back then.
So even as like everyone was rushing to get in,
right.
some investors were already sensing trouble and starting to cash out.
Exactly. Those early distribution days, they were a sign that cracks were forming beneath the surface, even while the market continued to climb.
Oh.
It was like that canary in the coal mine, chirping a warning that so many chose to ignore.
And we all know how that story ended.
Right, a dramatic burst of the bubble.
Yeah, but did those who were watching the distribution days manage to escape unscathed?
While there were never any guarantees in the market, those who heeded those early warnings, they were certainly better positioned to protect their capital.
Right.
They were able to take profits, reduce their exposure, and avoid the worst of the fallout when that crash inevitably happened.
It's a powerful reminder that these signals, they can truly make a difference. But let's bring things a little closer to the present. What about that market downturn we saw in 2022?
Okay.
Did distribution days play a role there as well?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
As you mentioned earlier, a cluster of distribution days emerged in early 2022, again concentrated in that tech-heavy NASDAQ.
Uh-huh.
This was a period marked by, you know, rising inflation, those interest rate hikes,
yeah.
and, you know, those geopolitical concerns we talked about earlier.
It was a time of uncertainty for sure.
Yeah.
What message were those distribution days sending to those who were paying attention?
They were signaling a change in sentiment among those institutional investors.
Yeah.
Those rising interest rates, the inflation concerns. They were prompting a reassessment of risk.
So it's like they were saying, hold on, let's not get carried away here. The landscape is shifting.
Exactly.
So they were getting ahead of the curve.
Uh-huh.
Recognizing that the market might be getting ahead of itself.
Exactly. And as we know, that downturn did materialize, impacting many who weren't as attuned to those early warning signs.
This is really driving home the value of understanding these patterns. But we've focused mostly on like broad market trends.
All right.
Can distribution days also be helpful when we're looking at, you know, specific sectors?
You're absolutely right to bring that up. Remember that tech sector shakeup in September of 2023 that we discussed?
Right.
That's a perfect example of how these signals can play out on that sector-specific level.
The tech sector was showing some signs of weakness even before the broader market really started to wobble.
Right.
And those distribution days were a key clue.
They were savvy investors were picking up on those subtle shifts in the tech landscape, maybe concerns about valuations, potential regulatory changes, and they were starting to adjust their positions accordingly.
So it's like having that specialized radar for each part of your portfolio.
Exactly.
Allowing you to make more targeted decisions. That's incredibly powerful.
It is.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the technical aspects of these distribution days to their psychological underpinnings, and finally to their real-world impact. What are the key takeaways you want our listeners to really remember from all of this?
So first and foremost, distribution days, they're a valuable tool.
Yeah.
But they're not a crystal ball. They're just one piece of a larger puzzle.
Right.
Look for clusters of these days, especially during those strong uptrends.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to other confirming signals, economic data valuations, the overall market sentiment.
Okay.
And never underestimate the power of psychology.
Yeah.
Understanding what motivates those big institutions can give you a real edge in navigating the market's twists and turns.
It's all about staying informed, staying curious, and never stopping learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Knowledge is power when it comes to investing.
Absolutely.
Well said. So we've reached the end of our distribution day deep dive. I hope you found it as insightful and as eye-opening as I have.
Me.
Remember to keep those detective skills sharp. Stay curious and never stop exploring the fascinating world of the market. Until next time, happy investing.
Happy investing.